the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve.
Welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 656, recorded on Monday, August 24, 2026. It's 94 degrees in Chubby, yes, and sunny in Chubland. Are you enjoying this weather?
No.
Really?
Well, it was 97 yesterday.
Oh, well, that's true.
And it didn't cool off until like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't usually go outside. So I'm fine with it. Anyway, it is 14 days until Labor Day, 41 until Thanksgiving in Canada, 68 until Halloween, and 94 until American Thanksgiving, and 123 days until Christmas. Which one are you looking forward to the most?
My trip to Maui.
Ooh, and when is that going to be?
November.
November, I see. We'll have to mark that on the calendar. Get a little guest host or something.
Why, I did it
Kidding.
Last year from
Hawaii. That's true, you did, and that was a good show, too. So.
There were two of them, as a matter of fact.
Really? I don't remember.
Yeah,
I
we said two.
Out much of last year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know, something from 2016 on, I just keep blocking things out. Anyway, let's talk real quick about Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our amazing current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stossage, Franz Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to find out how you can be part of our little fam for as little as $1 a month. Now, it is time to take a deep breath. And it's time for an affirmation. The stories I tell myself shape the world I experience. So what stories do you tell yourself?
This isn't my saying.
What's the shape of your world?
Well, I just gave my husband a post-anniversary kiss, so I guess it's a heart.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's very sweet. All right, well, let's find out what happened today in history, August 24th. In the year 79, Mount Vesuvius erupts, burying Pompeii and this other place too.
Oh, by the
completely.
By the way,
yes.
I was at a screening of Pompeii that came out a few years ago.
Oh yeah.
And as we were leaving, we were talking about it, and someone goes, "Oh, you mean that really happened?"
Oh, God.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. Read a book.
Okay. Well, in 1814, British troops capture Washington, D.C. and burn the White House and the U.S. Capitol. Interesting. In 1975, the Queen... Queen... begins recording sessions that produce Bohemian Rhapsody. 1981, Mark David Chapman is sentenced for the murder of John Lennon. 1991, Ukraine declares independence from the Soviet Union. We all know how that happened, what happened there. Anyway, 1992, Hurricane Andrew struck South Florida. And then finally, in 2006, Pluto was reclassified as a dwarf planet. That one really hurt me, by the way. Okay. Famous birthdays that happened on August 24th. We have Marsha P. Washington, the LGBTQ activist, 1945.
Wait, you mean Marsha P. Johnson?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay.
She was related to the Washingtons, that's why. Okay, and then 1945, we have Vince McMahon, the wrestling promoter. 1957, Stephen Fry, actor and comedian. 1965, Marlee Matlin, the actress. We have 1973, Dave Chappelle, the comedian. And then 1986, little Rupert Grint, the actor who played, of course, Ronald Weasley. All right. We did have some people that were famous and died today because, as you do. Starting with 2013, Julie Harris. 2014, Richard Attenborough. 2017, Jay Thomas, actor and comedian. We had 2018, Robin Leach. And then in 2021, we had Charlie Watts, the Rolling Stone drummer. And of course, in 2023, Arlene Sorkin, the actress. And you should know those last ones, of course, because by then we were doing our celebrity deaths. And Tom was keeping us informed. All right. Well, let's see if we celebrated holidays accidentally or otherwise today. Starting with today is can opener day. Did you open a can today?
No.
No. And
Now, rarely, I mean, right in much anymore, there's not much I open with a can opener.
yeah. Now, when you do, do you use like the handheld one
Manual.
or yeah, me
Yeah.
too. I remember growing up, we had an old electric GE that
Yeah. And well, I
ran.
used to tease the cat with it.
Oh, yeah. All right. It's also International Day Against Intolerance, Discrimination, and Violence Based on Musical Preferences, Lifestyle, and Dress Code. Yeah, I think in America that one's been canceled probably. It's International Strange Music Day. I guess that goes right along with that. I love strange music. Thank you. National Knife Day. Have you used a knife today?
I have not.
Neither have I. That's weird. Oh, I had bacon this morning though. That was good, but no knife for that. It's National Peach Pie Day. Have you had a peach pie today?
No, but we are making a peach cobbler tonight.
Oh, gasp. That's cool. That's right, practically on point. How about National Waffle Day?
I'm not a fan of waffles anymore. They're never crispy.
Yeah, I haven't had a waffle in quite a long time.
Yeah, if I want a waffle, I'll just have a pancake because then it's supposed to be soft and not crunchy.
Yeah, soft and fluffy.
I don't know what happened. When I was a kid, waffles were always crispy.
I
And
remember.
now you take them out, they get too steamed in the waffle iron, and you pull them out and they're just like saggy. And I don't like Eggos and
No.
frozen waffle things that just I'm not a fan of either.
Yeah. Nope. No. Pancakes are nice and soft and fluffy like me, but no, not waffles. All right. It's National Pluto Demoted Day. I'm
Yeah,
so
we knew about that.
bitter. I swear I'm bitter about that.
And why are you bitter about that?
Because, can you name the planets in order?
Yeah.
What are they? I
Mercury
won.
being.
Okay. You don't have
Yes.
to. You don't have to. I
Yes, I
trust
know what
me
they
too.
are.
Yeah. Me too. And
Now, wait, is it Neptune, Uranus, or Uranus, Neptune?
my mother just sold us 9 pizzas. So Saturn, Uranus, Neptune.
Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. Okay, that's what I thought.
So yeah, no, I Pluto was, I think, one of Scorpio's reigning planets, or it had dual planets, and Pluto, I think, was one of them. And so when it was demoted, I was very unhappy about it. It just sad. I love Pluto. All right, it's also Shooting Star Day. Have you shot any stars today?
No, but I have a really good story about shooting stars.
What? Do tell.
Well, every year there is a the week of my birthday basically is a shooting
Meteor
star
shower.
thing, you know.
Okay.
So it happens every year, and I had on my my 14th, the day before my 14th birthday, I had gone over to my friend's house because he lived out in Folsom. So we knew that we'd have a darker sky out there at that date, back in the 70s,
Yeah.
a darker sky. And we sat and we went, left his house, left the yard, and then in the back of his fence, the next thing was Folsom Lake. So we camped out behind his house, so it'd be even darker. And that was the day we were watching Shooting Stars, and I was shooting as well, if you know what I mean. First time. So yeah. So
Gotcha.
every year when I hear about the happenings of the shooting stars, the meteor shower, I always think of back in when I turned 14.
Oh, that's a sweet coming of age story in a way.
And it should probably be on your other show.
No, hey, it's life.
Yeah.
All right, it's also Vesuvius Day, which apparently it was quite
A
a
little.
Vesuvius for you.
Yes.
It's Weather Complaint Day. Well, you did complain about the weather, so there we go. And also, it's William Wilberforce Day.
I'm sorry?
William Wilberforce.
Is that a person?
I would imagine. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
But okay, just a couple other quick things. It's also Professional Speakers Month. It is Romance Awareness Month. Tom's aware of romance, that's for sure. And Decade of Action for Cryospheric Sciences. I think that was canceled in the US. National Coffee Month, National Dog Month, and National Eat Dessert First Month. I may or may not have participated in that. So,
Well, it doesn't count when you don't eat anything but dessert.
I don't know. Does it? Does it? All right. Well, let's see if we can celebrate some birthdays while we're here. And there we go. Happy birthday today to Nikki. Also, coming up, boop, boop, boop. Happy birthday to Lance, Brian, Todd, Paige, Sandra. Sandra was our second Madame Renfield. We love her. To Michael, and also to Brian, Daniel, Kendrick. We have George, Mark, Bianca, and we have Noah, Christian, Linda, Addison, and Jedediah. Yes, I do love that. We call him Jed, but I love the name Jedediah. It's just so biblical. All right. Where are we now? Come back. Come back to the five and dime. All right. Well, it's time for Chubb Hugs. Would you like to go first?
Well, I did want to send out Chubb hugs to all of the folks over in Hawaii that are still suffering. There's another storm heading their way. It's only a tropical storm, but it's like they haven't gotten a hurricane to hit the big island in like 150 years. And now they've got a second storm coming towards them. So yeah, it's just, haven't they had enough problems? And of course the worst part about that is that it's 80 degrees and it's cloudy and it's raining and the humidity must just be through the fucking roof.
Oh, yeah. It reminds me of what Nephi had to go through actually
Right.
twice
Yeah.
in recent years. So I would like to send shout outs to well,
It's called the Chub Hug.
yes, Chub Hugs, thank you, to Japan. They just went through another little earthquake. Thankfully, it wasn't as bad as they've had in the past. But also to is it Gary, Indiana? It's one of the towns or some of the places in Indiana that still, after 12 days, have no power.
Right.
And that's another thing that our Nephi had to go through too. But I mean, this is just horrible.
Well, it's not due to global warming or climate
It's the
change. It
power.
can't be.
Yeah,
Yeah.
nothing like
It,
that.
I actually saw an interview with the I'm sure it was probably the Daily Show was doing, asking people about the Great State Fair that they had at the White House or at the Washington, D.C. And this one woman goes, "Well, if it wasn't for the Democrats and their weather machines, yeah." Yeah.
That's
It's just
oh.
like, oh boy, oh boy. I hope you're not in charge of anything. And what was your first? Oh, Japan. I saw a very interesting YouTube video about what are the worst places for earthquakes? Because we always think, oh, of course it's going to be California. California didn't even make the list. But well, a lot of it had to do with the fact that well, we haven't had a lot of big earthquakes, and
Thank
when we
you.
do, after like the San Francisco one, that was the worst one we've had, and that was 45 years ago.
It?
Well, about 40 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so what they were saying that places, that have. They have no infrastructure that's ready for earthquakes, like the one that just happened in, I think it was Colombia, and buildings were just, like folding up because they're made the way the buildings were made are not earthquake ready. And then the worst place for earthquakes was Japan, but they said, but Japan has been dealing with earthquakes forever, and their building codes are amazing. And they showed these three mock-ups, and what a like a 8-point earthquake would be. And they showed and the first two, the buildings are shaking, they're starting to break apart. The third one, which is how buildings are made in Japan now, was barely even moving because they figured it out. Of course, a place like Colombia or Venezuela or some of these other places have had terrible earthquakes. Even Haiti, they said that when Haiti had the earthquake, that most of the buildings came down just because of the building construction, that they don't have that kind of capability to that kind of infrastructure. So it was really interesting. So yeah,
Well,
any
and Japan's been dealing with like Godzilla attacks and stuff like that
sure.
for a long time. So I mean, they know how to, build things. But you know what? When I was looking up the Japan stuff earlier, something that I thought was very interesting is just reading the different headlines according to the different sources. And most of them were like, 5.7 Japan or earthquake, hits Japan. 37 injures, but no fatalities, and it was just like a little bit of this and that. And then what was it? There was one that was like a European headline. It was like killer earthquake rocks Japan, and it's like no. No one died.
I can
Calm
tell you,
down.
during I think it was the Whittier earthquake, when I was living in Los Angeles, it was a decent little earthquake, but nothing that had me running and screaming out into the streets.
All right.
And then there wasn't that many aftershocks, but the news, you would have thought that there was a crack so big that they were ready for LA just to flop into the ocean on all the channels. And I remember that it was because it was my friend Daisu and I were both off that day. So we were watching TV when it was happening. And I got up, I held the TV to make sure because it was raised. I didn't want it to fall over. And he went over to the bookcase to make sure that we didn't have VHS tapes flying. That's how long ago it was. VHS tapes flying everywhere. And then it stopped, and we both went, oh, great. There goes TV for the rest of the day. And it was all the channels, all the channels. And the thing is, the LA channels know that it was no big deal, but it's news.
You remember, I don't ever remember having, the big storm problems and stuff like that. But then as soon as they had like a chair topple over from a storm, now every year we get Storm Watch 2026. And it's like, oh yeah, look, a sheep fell over.
Well, how about this El Nino situation? I
Where
mean,
is it?
well, they're saying that the reason why Hawaii got hit was because of the El Nino, because the heat of the and that's one of the reasons why they're seeing a second storm even coming at them, because right now they're kind of in the El Nino themselves. And then with all the earthquakes, we've had a lot of earthquakes all around the Pacific Rim. So, and now they're saying, oh, we've got the volcano in Hawaii, and there's a volcano here, and there's a volcano there. And it's like, what's gonna, next thing, Godzilla's back,
Right,
for season
exactly.
three.
Yeah, Pacific Rim. I remember when they first came out with the whole El Nino thing, and that time when they did it, I actually felt the weather. I was like, okay, this is scary. I mean, we were having big winds for the first time and all this super, like, what would they call it? Atmospheric river
Well,
shit.
and you got to remember that we don't usually have a whole lot of anything happen here until like December. So they said here in California, Northern California, we'll feel it mostly December through February.
That makes more sense. But last year they kept telling us that, and we didn't feel much of anything, did we?
Well, I know that the biggest rainstorm we had was the week we were in Hawaii, which was November, so that was odd, because usually we don't. I mean, honestly, if we get rain before November, it like after May, it's like what? So
No.
yes, we're.
I remember when I was a kid, it used to rain in November or when October and be cool. Now, not so
Yeah,
much.
well, I know people are always saying, well, when is your summer? And ours goes May through October.
It shifted very much so.
And the best part of actually best part of the summer for us is like September, October. 'Cause we don't get any more hundreds, but and it starts getting darker earlier, so it gets cooler earlier, and
But we
so
just keep waiting for that first autumn breeze to let us know that it's on its way.
yeah.
All right. Well, there's nothing in our feed bag this time. So let's go ahead and hear about some very sad celebrity deaths.
Okay, well, First up, Mitch McConnell.
Allegedly.
Well, no one's still seen him.
I know.
The
It's so
man's,
bizarre.
if he's not dead, I'm really going to be shocked. And according to what I've heard, is he still voting on things? I
I
know they're
don't.
not in session right now, but was
Yeah.
he?
Well,
Was
you did see, did you see the video where they basically sat him down and he
Yeah.
didn't move for 3 fucking hours? Like,
Yeah.
literally did not move. And then they're like coaxing him to vote a certain way, and he put his thumb up or down or whatever it was. That was just fucking ridiculous. And then he disappears for months, and nobody says a damn thing.
Well, no one's seen him.
No one bothers going and looking either.
Yeah. Well, no, that people have looked and no one's finding him. When he was at, people in the hospital go, he's not in this hospital.
Maybe the mothership came and took him back to whatever planet of hatred he came from. Rotten. I mean, he's responsible for a lot of what of the crap, so
Oh, yeah.
fuck
He
him.
he's one of the truly awful, awful people
Yeah.
on the in the GOP. Okay, gay performer and content creator Christian Stiles, he died this week at 29. Do we know why?
Not yet.
Drugs.
Not that I know of, but yeah, for
Well,
sure.
did you hear that Hayden Panettiere had Hayden Panettiere, right? Yeah,
Pretty much, yeah.
they're trying to say it was well, it's rumored that it was drug overdose.
I don't think so.
I know you think it's that boyfriend did it.
No, that was something that was presented to me, but she was starting to come out and talk about some shady sexual assault type things that happened to her in Hollywood. And so, yeah. And then right after that, not here anymore.
Okay, Shelley Fabre,
Nice.
singer and television actress, who starred alongside Elvis in 3 movies and had roles in films and with Hollywood greats Paul Newman, Rock Hudson, and others, as well as The Wife and Coach,
Yes.
has died at the age of 82.
No.
Then there's Michael Wright, Hill Street Blues, and V-Star. He died at 70. And Frank Beard, legendary ZZ Top drummer, has died at the age of 77. And the kind of the funny thing about Frank Beard in ZZ Top was
Yeah.
he was tradition. He never had a beard,
Right.
so he was the only member that didn't have a beard, and his name was Beard. So it's just kind of the
Yeah.
irony, the
Yeah.
irony. Yeah, so fun.
Totally.
But that's kind of fun, but sad to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my week I had a birthday on Tuesday,
Woohoo.
and then on this last Sunday or yesterday, I had my 21st anniversary. It's actually not, it's 13th wedding anniversary, 23rd or 21st year together. I always say, hey, we could never get a true marriage thing until it was legal. So I just, and since it's the same day, we just kind of count it all as one. Because I made sure to get married on the same day that I had my first date.
That's so sweet. And then you actually knew him a couple of years before that, so you're celebrating basically the same amount of time as you met him. So
Yeah.
he couldn't even get into the bar when you first met him.
Well, yeah,
No, I'm just saying we've known him a long time.
yes. And it's funny because I know 2 other couples who have the same anniversary.
Oh,
So
that's
that's
sweet.
one
Well,
here in town and another a friend of mine in Arkansas.
cool.
Anyway,
Yes, happy
tell
anniversary again.
Yes, thank you. Television wise, Eye of the Storm, which is the tornado hurricane thing that show that's on, it's on HBO, and I'm not sure what its other where it comes from. It's like History Channel or something like that. This week they had on the 2025 St. Louis tornadoes. And it's usually, I mean, St. Louis doesn't get hit with tornadoes. It's they're kind of low, and for some reason they just don't usually get hit. So the sirens didn't go off, so not a lot of people knew that there was a tornado coming, and they actually had people inside the arch, the famous arch in St. Louis. They were up in the top of the arch when the tornado came through, which had to have been pretty scary. I mean, I know that it's got to be pretty darn secure, but still, these tornadoes are crazy. And I'm fascinated with them. Tornadoes, hurricanes, the whole thing. I love them slash hate them. Big Brother has been interesting this last week. They Camu, who is a MMA coach and a man who seemed to be upsetting the gay community with things he's saying in the 24-hour cycles online, because they have the live feed all the time. He got backdoored and he's out. So everyone's like, wow, I can't believe they did that. And it's like, well, no, he was a schemer, but he was good at it. He didn't, it kind of didn't look like he was part of it, but he was, and he was controlling a lot of shit, and not a lot of people knew that it was him that was causing problems. So I was he's one of those people that's good to get out. I still want Haley out.
Do you know what? Have you been watching Traitors?
N The new one hasn't started.
Okay, so you do know. Because I have a couple friends. Well, we have one mutual friend who is addicted to this show and has watched the English versions, the Canadian versions, any other versions that he can get his hands on, he watches. And then I just heard the so one of our friends in England has said that he loves Alan Cummings and he loves, Traitors, but he can't stand the American Traitors because they're all celebrities.
Well, this next time's supposed to be not celebrity.
Good. It'd
Which is
be
good
very.
because, it's just, I'm tired of watching. It's like, here comes the Housewives. They'll throw in somebody from RuPaul. They'll throw in somebody from Challenge. They'll throw in somebody from what is it? The Great Amazing Race. And then they just kind of go from all of the reality shows and pull one person. And it's like, ugh. Especially how the housewives, there's like this last time, I think there were five housewives from different housewives, one from New York, one from LA, one from Atlanta, whatever, one from Utah, Salt Lake City. I don't care. I'd rather just see normal people playing the game. It's more fun. It is. So I agree. Project Runway has been it's moving really quickly because they've been doing like double eliminations and are at the beginning. They actually eliminated, I think, like five people the first week. So we're not getting. I'd rather just start with 12, eliminate one every week, so I have a chance to either love or hate these people, but with people coming and going so quickly, I can't get attached.
I've noticed that with other competition shows. I get a little irritated sometimes when they bring 12 contestants out and they're like, and somebody will be eliminated immediately right away this first episode. And it's like, why did you even bring them there then?
Well, it's funny because we just finished watching Alone, Australia, and it was terrible because the guy who won would have gone out on a medical. And the day before, the girl left just because she thought, okay, I'm fine, I'm ready to go. And had they done the medical the day before, she would have won, basically. So that's kind of sucked. But the guy who did win, I did like him. He was this Polish guy who grew up in Australia, and he was kind of he had a weird kind of Eastern European look to him. His mustache was like crazy, and his beard, because he came in and it was pretty long, and then he left and it was even longer. And then I found out he had this long hair you never really saw because he always had on this fur hat. So it was, but he was funny. And he went there to when he was there, he went in and said, I've got things planning that I'm planning on doing. I'm going to make things here to keep me busy, so I don't get lonely. And that's because that's what happens for the most of the people. They can't get food, so they're starving, and they don't have energy to do anything or don't even think about doing anything. And then they sit there and they fall apart. It's interesting. But the you all of a sudden, now that was on Netflix. All of a sudden Hulu has Alone UK. So the and they're in Canada. So it was weird because they used to start off with 10 people, but they started off with 11. And I'm like, that's weird. I wonder why they have 11 people. And the first show, within like minutes, this guy puts his axe into his leg. So, I mean, he hadn't been there more than 2 hours, and he did this. So most all these shows have multiple people waiting on the wings just in case someone says, I can't do it, I can't do it. And then they bring in somebody else. That happened on Big Brother,
They
this
did that
year's.
on early Naked and Afraid's too. They'd have like a standby to come
Right.
in.
And so all of a sudden there's 11 people, and I'm thinking, well, I mean, you got one guy that's gone in before the half hour mark on the first episode. So bring in the alternate. So that was that. So Alone UK only has 6 episodes, where they always had 10 or 11 on the other. So we've only seen the first episode on that one. So we'll see what happens. Ted Lasso also has been really good. I just, like I said last week, it's just like, I've been away from a bunch of my friends for a while, and now they're back together, and it's really nice. World's Dumbest Person this week, Ice-T, yes, Ice-T, Ice, no, Ice, yeah, Ice-T, Ice-T left. And I thought, well, because he wasn't particularly doing well, and then all of a sudden he started doing better. He got to leave, so he's no longer in the running for the dumbest person in the nation. But I'll tell you, Anthony Michael Hall, I just can't believe how poorly he's doing.
Poor guy.
Yeah, it's they have certain tests. It's like a logical test. How can you make these two things happen with using these things? And he never can figure it out. At the time, he's like, I don't even know what I'm looking for to do here. I don't know. And I'm like, wow, okay. Because you think that, these studio kids, they had, people te learning them. I can't believe I said it. Okay, I did watch Lanterns, which the first episode on HBO. This is about the Green Lantern, and my brother saw it, and the first episode, and he was so angry, just angry about it. And I think, if I remember right, he probably was he liked DC Comics when he was a kid, so they probably have turned it into, because it was very dramatic, it's very kind of tough out on the streets kind of thing. Instead of it being a superhero origin story, it seemed more like they were like a hardboiled detective kind of show, that kind of feel. And so we'll see where that one goes. We thought it was interesting, but he was mad. He was mad about it. Now, have you watched The Shards at all over on Netflix? No, Hulu, Hulu. That's the new Ryan Murphy show.
I have not watched
So,
anything like that.
so, so
What?
this
Which
is
one
this
was
is
this?
it's Shards.
Okay. Yeah. No. But.
It's about these rich high school kids who are all in their 25s, and there's a serial killer running around.
Right.
So, I'd like the serial killer aspect. I like the aspect that they're in LA because this takes place in the early 80s. I got there in 84. This is 81. But when we got there in 84, we still had a couple serial killers running around at that point. That part I appreciate. It's kind of fun. But the these people are just ugh, they're awful
The
people.
commercials look it,
Yeah, it's just well, these are those awful Bel Air kids that they have a lot of money and their parents don't watch what they're doing. It's like there's one scene where they're at this club, I guess, or some bar restaurant, but it looks more like it's a country club. And what happens is the waiter comes up and it's their principal making extra money. And they go, he goes, "Well, what can I get you?" And they go, "Oh, we want three vodka Collins, Tom Collins." And he goes, "You know, I can't do that." And she goes, "I've got an ID that says you can." And he does. He gives them drinks. And it's just like, "Bleh, I hate you. I hate you. I hope the serial killer comes and takes you all because you're awful, awful people."
Do you remember that the there was something like the Bel Air murders or something? Like there was like a clique of kids, high school boys, rich. I thought they were from Bel Air.
Yeah, I think I remember
Remember
some.
something like that, and they like murdered, they like raped or murdered or something,
Well, yeah, they did
and
it
then
like,
got off.
yeah, because they,
Were rich.
oh, was it Twinkie defense again?
No, it was like they were just rich white kids,
Yeah,
basically. Yeah.
same thing. But I like the, I like this part of the storyline. I hate the characters, so, and I can tell Sean hates them as well because he's not even paying attention. Let's see. This week I saw the Rocky Horror show on Broadway. Of course, I didn't see it on Broadway, but I saw a film version from
Right.
Broadway, and I thought it was. Now, did you watch it?
Not all the way, no.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting how they did it. I'm sure it's much more fun when you're there,
Right.
as most theater is. But I could see where Rachel Dratch got her Tony nomination for it, because she was really, she was kind of holding the whole thing together, because she's the narrator, but she was also dealing with the audience misbehaving, and so. And the rest of it, I thought it was kind of cute. They didn't have a whole lot of a whole lot of swing people in the show. I think they had three or four people that
It didn't look
were,
like a big,
yeah, which I is fine. You don't need that many people. Usually, like local versions that I've seen that have done it, have them there so they can just, they can't act and they can't dance, but they could do the time warp, right?
Right.
And
Yeah.
oh, look, and you're part of the show and you'll bring in people, because that's the
Exactly.
that I remember I said, why are you doing such a big show? This was not for Rocky Horror. It was I think it was You Can't Take It With You, something like that. It's one of those
Wow.
old 30, 40 shows. And I said, "Why this show?" And the director said, "Well, because there's this many cast members, And this many cast members will bring 4 or 5 people each to come see the show. So just on family members alone, we'll sell out one show. And I'm like, okay, I get it, but wow, okay. And they're usually cheaper to royalty wise.
That's true.
Actually, some of them now probably there's no
Yeah, they're
royalties.
probably Creative Commons at this point.
Like Our Town or some
Ugh.
of those old shows, there
Yeah.
may not be royalties.
True.
So anyway, I don't know if I mentioned it last week. I know you knew about it, but we had a refrigerator problem 2 weeks ago, Wednesday. So this was 2 weeks before my birthday, and a day, less day. And all of a sudden, it was just like the ice maker stopped working. And then all of a sudden it was like everything in the freezer is not quite as cold, even though the thermometer says that it's, 4 degrees in there, and it's not. It's not, you pick up like some bacon and it bends. Okay, this is not cooling. So we moved all the stuff out of the freezer and out of the refrigerator that we could put in our, we have a freezer in our garage to put that in there. And then basically we ate what we could before it went bad. And then it went bad. And so seriously, we ate at restaurants, fast food for 2 weeks, and it got gross. It just was like, I'm done. I don't want to eat. I'm gonna say this. I can't have any more chicken strips right now. I know. I know. I don't want any more Mexican food. Give me, I'll take some bacon and eggs. Oh,
I
I can't have that.
want
Yeah, something real.
a
So what happened was we called out a service guy. He comes out, he goes, it's dead. Call Samsung and we'll let them know that it's dead. And then Samsung goes, well, we have to send one of our people out. So that took another week. And so he came out and he goes, oh yeah, it's dead. Oh great, we knew that last week. And he goes, and technically this can't be fixed. So call Samsung and let them know what's happened. So we called Samsung and they go, okay, well, we got the report from the guy and he says it can't be fixed, so we're going to give you a refund of what you paid originally. And so we're getting that check. And so immediately I told Sean, order another refrigerator from Costco, have it delivered. Don't make it a Samsung. So we ended up getting a GE put in. They delivered it on the 19th, and I now have ice, and it doesn't have the great beverage center that the Samsung had. It was so good, but what it does have is fine. I mean, the ice thing is just okay, enough ice, but the water distribution thing I hate, but I'll deal with it. And because it was like $300 cheaper than what we paid for the Samsung, so we actually made money on the process. So, but it was just, have you been without a refrigerator for multiple days ever? I mean, and not when you're in a car.
I went years without, living out of ice boxes.
Yeah, so no fun.
It's awful. And you had to deal with going and getting ice every day and all that as
Oh
well.
yeah, well, we were only doing it for to have cold drinks because the food had already spoiled. So I threw out a dozen and a half eggs. I know they could have lasted a little longer, but I tried cracking one. Well, I tried cracking three because I was going to make scrambled eggs, and every egg plopped down and the yolk burst.
Oh,
And
gosh.
I'm like, okay, this doesn't seem right. So yes, that wasn't fun. But so it's just to have the normalcy of just having a place for cold things. Yeah, so what happened was my niece had given us some they had a cow that they had butchered, so everyone got some steaks and stuff, but she gave them to us in a they're these new, they're kind of refrigerator lined bags, but they're plastic, they're lined plastic bags, and they're smaller, but they're just like having a ice chest. And so it fit two bags, two 7 pound bags of ice, and we put drinks in there, and we take the ice out and use it for ice water, and we'd put our sodas in there and keep them cold, because food, just the food process wasn't going to happen. And it was always like, okay, we're going to get a pizza, but we have to eat the whole pizza, because there you can't put it in the fridge and eat it tomorrow. So everything was like, okay, don't make full batches of food. We don't have any place to put them. So just all of that is because, although we did eat last, we had Chinese food last night because of the anniversary. But since we haven't eaten out, like, since the refrigerator came in.
Well, that's nice that you get to do stuff like that.
So good times.
I guess that leads into my week, which wasn't quite as interesting. Starting out with I did this last week between Winco and here, I spent about $200 on groceries, and had very little of anything to show for it. And it's just getting worse and more frustrating and more sad. So I just gonna throw that comment out there.
Wait, no. I was listening to the president talking about how prices are way down, way down.
That's because the whole what is it, the economy or
Lies.
something is just a made up word. Affordability is a made up word, and nobody actually talks about groceries anymore. It's very antiquated, but sometimes some of us poor people still buy those things.
Well, yeah, I mean, he didn't even, he said groceries is an old-fashioned word. You ask anybody, what is Safeway? It's a grocery store. They
I
don't go, they might say supermarket, but most people are going to say it's a grocery store.
Where you go to get groceries, but
And the
he
fact
doesn't.
is, yeah, and with the exception of maybe stopping at a 7-Eleven to get him like a Slurpee, he doesn't know what is in a grocery store.
I would be curious to know if he's ever actually gone in and used a grocery store, not just walked in and looked around, but like ever actually used
Shopped.
a grocery store before.
I'm sure that when he was a kid, he went into the bodegas to get like a breakfast sandwich or two,
Oh
but
yeah, with his nannies.
yeah, or they he sent them in to get them. But yeah, I don't know. I think because you always wonder, did Prince Charles ever go to a grocery store, or King Charles now? But yeah, how unaware are these people of what real life is?
And I always thought, if I ever like struck it rich and I ever had kids, that I would want to raise them with knowledge of like the real world. But I don't think some of these people have any idea at all.
Well, this,
I
you got
can
to
just see
remember,
him
this
sitting there
is.
going, "Oh, well, $17 for a loaf of bread. That's about right, isn't it?"
Well, you got to remember, this is a man who was wearing a diaper as an emergency situation. He wore, he had to wear them because he's got the bowel problem, which is fine. That's fine. But then what's happened is over the years, it's gone from being an emergency usage to just I'm wondering if he even uses the toilet. I think he just shits in the diaper and pisses in a diaper, and someone changes him.
No idea. Don't even want to think about
I
it.
know, I know. But I think that's just, I mean, how can somebody who can't even wipe his own butt know anything about real life? And then the lies, oh, the afford, oh, everything's so cheap right now. Oh my God. He just keeps going on. And
Makes
it's
no
just
sense.
like, I want someone to go. First of all, if I was Tom, the reporter from the Washington Post, and he goes, oh, Washington Post, fake news. You're not a real reporter. I'd go, okay, well, then I'm going to go if I'm not a real reporter. Bye. Guess who's not going to get talked about in the Washington Post today? But bye. And then hopefully some of these other people, if they stopped audiencing him,
Yeah, because that's what he
that's
wants.
all he wants. And he wants to insult you because he thinks it's funny. And he thinks it makes him a tough guy because he's a bully. And,
Yeah,
you know, the
to
best way
mostly
to,
female reporters too.
right. But the best way to stop bullying is by getting up and leaving the room. And then he can bully you all you want, but he likes to bully to your face. And so that, yeah, I just don't understand how someone's not calling him on when he goes, well, everything's so cheap now. And it's like nobody will say boo to him.
No, but there aren't cheap. I mean, when you're looking at going, well, let's see. I usually buy some Marie Callender TV dinners, but now I'm going to go for the banquet because they're at least $2 cheaper. And when you're doing dumb things in your head like that, you're just
Yeah.
it gets to a point. But anyway, moving
Sorry.
on to better things. DJ and Paul the Shy Yeti and I got together this weekend and we recorded the Matinee Minutia 8th season wrap up, where we talked about all the movies that we'd seen and why we picked them and what we thought of them. And that will be on a one or two part, possibly a two part episode of the Shy Yeti. And that is our dear friend across the pond, Mr. Paul. So look for that coming out probably sometime next month. And other than that, I have been, of course, still continuing my Naked and Afraid marathon, where I have been watching Naked and Afraid, Last One Standing. And so I did finish season one, and there was this guy on it, Jeff. And Jeff is supposed to is has been throughout a number of the Naked and Afraid that stuff, and sometimes he's been okay, and most of the time he's just been an obnoxious dick. And on this one though, he really was just an asshole, and they basically ostracized him for his behavior. He wanted to play the game, he wanted to try to steal items, he wanted to, mess with people's minds. And then when they basically said, okay, well, if that's the way you want to play, we're all going to get together and do our thing while still playing the game, and we're not going to give you any food, we're not going to participate with you other than when we have to, and you can just go suck it. So here's the thing. So he's whining through the whole thing. He's so delusional. Like when they shut him out for being a dick, he's all like, oh, I'm in their heads. And then he would go from that to playing a complete victim, crying, doing performative prayer, where like he would just fall to his knees and be like, dear Heavenly Father, please bless me by being able to kill an animal so that I can survive another. And it's just like, oh my God, dude, stop it. And basically he started acting like the victim and calling the others out for bullying him for doing the same things to him that he was doing to them. So I kind of got curious and I looked up his real life shit and found out that he's full on MAGA and he was speaking at Turning Point. And so, yeah, I'm like, okay, now I get it. Because this is the same thing that they do. Same behavior. They want to fuck you over, and then when you say, "Oh, well, I'm not putting up with that behavior," then, "Oh, you're the bully and I'm the poor innocent victim." And so, and it's like, dude, it's a game, but it's also you're out there surviving and you got to rely on each other while it's a game. So,
Well, how'd you like the thing of John Ossoff that just he said Trump and Natalie can go flying off in the Qatar airline, and immediately the GOP has a meltdown saying, how dare he make out that Natalie is a gold digger? And it's
Well, and
like,
that they're having an
what?
affair, and it's like
Well,
nobody
yeah,
said that.
and
Nobody, yeah.
he never he all he said was because Trump and his printer, who's always with him, that doesn't mean he's fucking her because I don't think he's capable of doing that. But
Well, they can do other things.
there, that's true. Diaper changing can be fun. And so, but it's just the fact that because I was watching Fox News and they're going, "How dare he make women out to be less than human, that the only way a woman can be important is if she's got a strong man with her." And then we're just I'm sitting here thinking, the pig, shut up, piggy, and you'd be much nicer if you smiled, and that kind of bullshit from Trump. And when called on it, they go, "Oh, it's not even the same thing."
Well, yeah, that's it's the
That's right,
same.
because John Ossoff, he never said anything.
No, he
That's why
didn't.
it's not the same thing.
Right. Well,
Like, hate
it
him.
pisses me off that people like Erica Kirk tell these young women, you need to get married and have babies and serve your husband and stay at home and be a good traditional wife. Oh, and who's this telling me this? Oh, the one who is taking over for an entire huge fucking organization and, popping out babies while she's, and Caroline Leavitt. And oh, I'm having another kid by my, well, we'll leave that. But she's like, I'm popping out another kid while I'm doing work. Well, if you're pregnant, shouldn't you be home, like, making flapjacks and nicking nip, what do they call it? Knitting booties. And according to them, because I don't understand sexism. I don't understand how people think that women, why women are would not be equal. I don't understand it. It makes no fucking sense to me.
Well, and the fact is that they're saying women should keep having babies, and the thing is that now they did the whole thing with the Tylenol causing autism, which there's no proof of this at all,
No.
but there is proof of having old men fathering children with their dusty sperm that does cause autism.
It can cause autism.
It can, and also older women and their dusty eggs can, they're saying that's more likely to cause autism than, and which would make sense because women and were waiting longer to have children.
It's just it's ridiculous. It's all a bunch of performative control to get money, and that's really what it boils down to. It's just ridiculous. So anyway,
Sorry.
so I did finish the first one. I finished the second and the third one. The second one was okay. Was actually interesting, but the third one just downhill. I was like, and so I don't know whether they're not coming out with any more of them, or because they decided, well, after three, this kind of went to shit, so this is not a good idea, or whether they just are in a cycle where they're still, working on number four or whatever. But so I finished all that. That was good. And then, of course, it automatically flips over to the next one, which was Last Man Standing Solo. And I watched about 1.5 episodes of that. And I love some of the survivalists that are on there, but it was so fucking boring. I mean, just you're watching somebody sitting in the middle of nowhere going, well, I'm going to try to catch a fish today.
This is the, this it's exactly what Alone is. And the thing is, this last one, the woman who was almost the winner, she sat and she talked for what felt like an entire episode about all the things that were bad in her life and all the disappointments she had. And I'm like, oh my God, please, come on. Why? Why? Why aren't these other people talking? Make the other people talk. I don't want to hear about everyone's, I'm sorry you had a tough life, but we can't listen to 45 minutes of boo-hooing. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not paid to do this.
Right. I do get that. And then also, season two, it was like it was like over half the people were the people who are considered kind of the villains, like the people that I'm like, ugh, I hope I never have to see that person on these shows again. And there they were. Why are you doing this?
Don't worry, they'll end up on Traitors.
So anyway, I was very glad that, and there were a couple of them that were like, okay, well, this is probably the last time I'm going to do any Naked Afraid. And there were a couple of them I'm like, good. I don't want to see you again, you know. But that's one other thing is that when I was talking about Naked and Afraid to someone, and they're like, oh, is it, you know, hot? Do you get to see their, you know? And I'm like, no, you do get to see full-on, but trust me, after about 10 minutes of the show, you completely forget about that because most of them are such dipshits that you're just like, it does, you don't even notice anymore. So it's like being at the pool. It's like you just stop paying attention. Okay, so then I have been watching Doctor Who. I thought I was done with the Peter with the Jenna Coleman episodes with Peter Capaldi. And I wasn't. And so I'm in the middle of the next season for that. And this they brought back you remember the big HBO old Winter is Coming. What the fuck was it called? Big
The House of Dragons.
the predecessor to that one.
That one.
Yes. So anyway, Game of Thrones.
Game of
So
Thrones, you're right.
the Anya, whatever the youngest, the one that turns out to be the hero of the thing. Her, I love her, but the actress that played her was on some Doctor Who episodes and played this actress who ended up becoming immortal, and then not really necessarily a very nice person. But we're going through a whole thing with her. But this season, they're doing the whole thing that they did with Torchwood, where they basically just turn it into torture porn, where they're like determined to paint everything that that is good and that you love about like Doctor Who, and turn it into this twisted character development. How far can we torture you? And you know, we're just going to make this person seem like the biggest horrible, you know, to and we're going to call it all character development. And it's like you're take and depth, and you're just take you're destroying everything that you made this character to be as a hero to make us love them. And now you're trying to twist it all around to make it be like to destroy that and to make us like not question them and not like them. And it's like, why? You're just driving your fan base away. Anyway, you're driving me away by it. So I'm looking forward to when this doctor goes away, far, far away, and turns into Jodie Foster, not Jodie
Jodie
Foster.
Foster.
Yeah, right. That would be a stretch. Jodie, who is the woman who played him after Peter Capaldi. I'm looking forward to that. Although I watched those episodes so recently that I'm probably gonna try to find something else to watch. So, anyway, and just a quick note that if you haven't seen it, Reacher season four is well, the first like four episodes or so are out on Prime, and also the Michael Jackson movie is on Stars. So, yay! All right, love it or hate it, cruise vacations.
Like cruise ships, I've been on a couple and I enjoyed them.
I think I would. I've always wanted to go on one, and I think I would enjoy it. I think that after all the shit that happened, you know, with around COVID and all that stuff, that it became something that it was questionable, and a lot of people kind of pulled away from it. So the idea of it, but I think that I'd still like to go at some point.
And there, you know, the thing that you'd like about it is all inclusive, except alcohol,
Well, I don't drink, so
right,
yeah, it would be fine with me.
right. And then the buffets are open all the time, so you can eat whenever you want, or
Nah,
you
sounds
can,
good to me.
or they have dinner services where that you get a little more fancy. But all in all, I really. I just it was kind of fun, you know.
Yeah.
It's they have stuff, other things to do. They had both ships that I was on. They had evening performances every night of different, you know. It was Disney. I saw, I believe it was Hercules, and then they also had a movie theater where, and that's where I saw Unbreakable for the first time. And you know, so there's plenty to do, and they usually have a on the television, they have well, what they had at that point in time was they had it would play. They had a TV that, because you didn't get regular television, but what you did get was they had, like, it was Lord of the Rings, the first Lord of the Rings, and it continuously played for 24 hours. And then the next day was Harry Potter, and it was Harry Potter 3, and it played for 24. Yeah, so you could always catch it, you know, if you know, take a nap. And you we I had patios both times, and it was nice.
Nice. Yeah, I'd want that. Yeah, I of course I followed a couple of our Crystal Cruisers. I followed some of their videos for a while, and they always took like I Love Lucy DVDs, and that's how I heard about a What's Up Doc the first time.
Well, yeah, and the
So,
nice
and
thing
watch
is,
that.
because, like, with my iPad has on it all my streaming services. It also has, and with my streaming service, as long as you have Wi-Fi, I can go into my Fandango account. I can go into my Apple account, and I can pull movies from there too. So, technology has really improved vacationing, as far as, you know, some people go, well, you're on vacation, you don't want to sit in the, you know, hotel and watch a movie. Well, sometimes you do.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to chill out because you've
And
done the other stuff.
you know, you get back from a full day, and you know, you just eaten, and you're not tired, or you want to have a cocktail and sit up and talk about what you've done, or just chill out, and you can watch your TV. You know, and I have a cable now that hooks up to the main TV from my iPad, so anything I can watch on my iPad, I can put right onto the bigger TV in the room. So, and let's face it, you and I aren't going to be doing, you know,
Aerobics.
from sun up to sundown walking and sports and bullshit like that. So.
I might do bingo or something like that,
Sure.
but okay,
Okay.
very cool. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, BuzzFeed recently asked this question to its readers. What's the most overrated adult goal people chase? Give us your answers. Well,
What do you think?
What's the most overrated adult goal people chase? The American dream.
No, that's not what he's asking. You know what it is? You know, it's like when you're in your 40s and you still want to be a sports star, or I'm going to start up a garage band because we're going to be famous. You know,
It
that's
could be.
that.
You never
I
know.
mean, those are the kind of things that immediately come to my mind. It's there's there comes a time where your 20-year-old dreams don't work anymore in your 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s. You know, you either have to modify them or you need to give up on them. I mean, if you get pleasure out of doing them and you're not getting hurt and you're not spending too much money doing it, because I mean, I know these guys that I've got a friend, he's in his 60s and he has a garage band now. All of a sudden,
Cool.
a garage band, and you know, and they try to get, you know, into bars and stuff like that, which is great. But it's like, that's fine. If that's what you're, that's if your goal is to play local bars and have a good time, perfect. But if your goal is to get a record contract and become the Rolling Stones, it's not going to happen.
Well,
Yeah, and let's face it, running a garage band is expensive. Instruments and costumes and if you if you're working out of town at a club, you're paying for your hotel. They're not. That kind of stuff. You start building up costs. And it's like, fine, if I want to be an actor, I can do some acting around town, either through plays, or I can do it through there's an agency here in town. I could try to get paid jobs, and that's fine until it starts costing me money. That's when, you know, when you're spending money you don't have to try to achieve the big dream, and it's too late for it. That's why I'm not. It's like everyone goes, well, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, and I'm like, I've done that. I've done that. And you know what? It was fun, and but it doesn't, it's not going to lead me anywhere. I'm not, you know, I know, you know, who's the woman who painted all the vaginas, flowers that look like vaginas? Very famous. I can't remember her
I
name.
know who you mean, but I don't
Yeah.
remember her
And
name.
she was in her 60s when she first got started painting. Okay, that's one. You know, and it's just it that's all. It's just I think that, you know, and people who think that they can be, you know, like, yeah, I've always wanted to be a baseball star. And it's like, okay, you're 50. No one would hire you. Doesn't matter how good you are, no one's going to hire you. You'll be laughed out of the thing. But if, I mean, if you want to join a league, then it doesn't cost you too much money, which they do. You know, that's it. I just, yes, you have to modify the dream from teenage years.
I
And
understand.
I'm not talking about writing novels here.
I understand what you're saying, and
Yeah.
trust me, as I am soon to be 56, I have gone through a number of those. Okay, well, that's not gonna even be a reality anymore to achievable goal. Let's move on to the next thing. But I didn't get that as what the question was. To me, adult goals are things like, owning your own home and that you're going to get all your work done, or achieve complete happiness. You're never going to be fully happy anyway. So
Yeah, yes, you
that's it.
can. I
Well,
am.
see, now that we're moving on, are you? Are you? Well, you
But
are in some ways, which is very
well,
nice, but
right. That's what I'm talking about. But I see, I think adult goals are I mean, I can see where you're saying that, but owning a house was, well, it was never like it was never a goal. It was always, oh, it's going to happen. And then
yeah.
until it
But in
until it
this,
didn't
right, but
anymore, but
you were able to buy a house when it was something that was achievable, unaffordable. These days,
Oh,
you
I
got to have a
know.
bank to fucking do that. And
Well, I remember when
most of
I.
us are completely not in the realm of even, that's not even a dream anymore.
Well, yeah, well, I can tell you right now that I wouldn't buy a house today.
I know.
It's crazy. I mean, my house is worth $500,000. There's no way this house is worth $500,000.
No, that's not far off here. And it's just like and this house, when it was flipped because he lost it, it was bought on a quick sale for 100K or 110K. And it's
Wow.
like, wow. And that was about the, you know, anyway,
Yeah,
I'm
I
just
get it. I get
saying
it.
that
Okay.
the market is like, anyway, so yeah, anyway, okay, next question.
Okay.
Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, John Strand is a GOP hopeful and former underwear model who had a large gay following and even hung out in West Hollywood. He has recently characterized Pride as excessively sexual, while having previously participated in sexually suggestive modeling himself. Does that contradiction weaken his argument, or can someone reasonably distinguish between sexual expression involving adults and what they believe belongs in public spaces? If you are a logical person who is not trying to manipulate the conversation, yes, you can completely distinguish between those two. However,
Right.
they don't because they think it gives them leverage and morality, and
Well, it, you
it
know, it's
doesn't.
his way of going, well, you know, I did what I did, and then I realized, you know, it was wrong, and now I'm trying to get my life back. It's like, you know, the anytime you want to come over and say, oh yeah, I was wrong, you were right the whole time, MAGA will fall for it, or
And
GOP will
to
fall
me,
for it.
it's completely fucking stupid. I don't care if you were in underwear models, or an underwear model. I don't care if you hung out in Hollywood. And yes, sometimes Pride, there are parts of Pride that are more excessively, what is it, excessively sexual.
Sexual.
Because guess what? Pride is based on who we want to fuck. Who we are attracted to. We are different. It is our sexuality. And sometimes pride can play into that.
Well, yeah, I've never seen you know, like a St. Patrick's Day float that had guys in speedos, tight speedos, oiled up. You know, it's what it is, and that's, I mean, that's kind of like going, oh, I went to the Christmas parade and it was nothing but like Christmas stuff. You
This
know,
is Pride
Santa
is
Clauses.
basically about repressed love, repressed sexuality, repressed, and when you repress something, sometimes it's going to pop out of its box and show you its thong. So anyway, John Strand, you're an idiot. Just embrace it. Embrace it and say, yes, I wore her jock strap and I don't care.
Well, this is just like the guy we talked about last week who's not going to win his race, but he's going to try to make a point of, you know, going into the WNBA because he wants to win championships because he wasn't a good enough man to participate. I mean, he did participate in basketball, but he never achieved anything. But now if he's a woman, he can beat the women.
Good luck with
Maybe.
that, old man.
Maybe
Anyway,
he's old and he's useless.
I don't understand inequality. I just don't.
I
All
don't
right.
get it either.
Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, historically transphobe J.K. Rowling recently came out with a few words of support for the trans community. Does Rowling's acknowledgement that some transgender adults benefit from medical transition change your perception of her views at all, or is it overshadowed by her other actions and statements, and why? They always you always ask the and why, like that follow-up, like I have to do show my work, and I just don't like that. So,
Oh, Timothy. Oh, you got backhanded there.
well, no, he's
No. Well,
jokingly.
okay. The way I look at it is, any growth is good. But, I still have, there's still a chip on my shoulder that's not going away just
No.
because she's got growth. But
Right.
hopefully, because she's influencing young children with her stories. Hopefully, the best news would be that she just has no thoughts on it whatsoever.
Right. And that
That
we
would be
don't
the
fucking
best.
hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that, she influenced so many, actually several generations of children now to believe that there was a place for them and that, you could be different and still loved and everything. And then she's like, "All except you, little children." And one of her things is that she doesn't believe that kids are transgender. She doesn't believe that gender is, there is gender dysphoria with the kids. And yet, if you have known some of the people that I've known who are transgender who were crying and throwing fits at age 5 because they were in the wrong clothes, or they desperately, they knew that it was wrong for them.
And I know that back in my day, there's the confusion was, if you're attracted to men and you're a man, then you must be like a woman. So just over the years, and she's old as fuck anyway, the fact is that she grew up in a time period where there was this confusion on what gender meant and what homosexuality was and why people feel the way they do. And it's sad when somebody, as you said, writes about a group of people who were so confused that of what and who they were until they got to Hogwarts and found out who they were. And so you yeah And so you get the that you give that kind of promise to people, and then you st put stipulations on it. Yeah, it's not good.
No. So the whole thing, anyway, and then still the whole thing of her saying, "Oh, well, I know that most transgender adults aren't predators, but that doesn't mean that, there aren't some that are trying that." And it's like, who? Dumbass.
Well, that's like saying that I'm sure there's some people out there with blue eyes. I'm sure that the amount of people are predators on children are a whole lot less of a percentage in the transgender area as they are in the heterosexual male area.
Well,
So,
yeah, because
yeah,
over
and
90% of 99% or something like that of them are. Anyway,
Well, it's like
so we
serial
could go on
killers.
about it,
They're
but
all
anyway,
white.
the whole
They're
thing
white
is
males.
she's got a fuck ton more work to do before she's gonna.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, all right. Next up, Mr. Moose wrote in. And he said, "Hey, Chubbs, I got some stuff for you to look at." Starting with lunch, today was a piece of key lime pie. Nothing else, just pie. Really good.
See, there he started with dessert.
I know.
Well, and
That's
finished
true.
with
Fits right
dessert.
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And trust me, that pie, I love a good key lime pie. I tend to like the more key, the creamier, the lighter ones rather than the more dense traditional key
You
lime.
like a more whipped cream and less custard.
Yes, but I
Okay.
do love that sharp key lime flavor.
Right, and with the sweet whipped cream,
Oh,
it just
yes.
balances out so nicely. And it's one of the only pies I really like with crust, because it's usually a graham cracker crust, and not some dry, flaky, flour, I just crusts. I don't like crusts most of the time.
Yeah.
And pies, and pies. I like it in other things, but
All
anyway, beautiful.
right.
It's beautiful. Now, did he make this or buy it?
That's a really good question. I don't know.
I know. Well, let's put it this way. He probably bought it, but he could make it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we have lox on a bagel, cream cheese seasoned with dill, lots of capers.
Lots of capers.
Yes. And then we have more lox for a brunch bagel, cream cheese, buffalo mozzarella, grilled tomato, lox, balsamic vinegar, and capers. Had to assemble myself, but it was good.
Now, is this which one is that? Is that the one that's flat and they look like flowers?
Yeah, I think so.
That's,
I think
yeah.
that's the one with the tomatoes. Yeah.
Okay, the one with tomato. Yeah, you're right. Well, the other one has tomatoes too.
Oh.
But that is so gorgeous.
Yep.
And you notice it's on the bagel. And look at that. That's just, I've never seen anybody, I've never seen bagels and lox like this. I've seen it the other way. Oh, no, but the balsamic's on the second one, not on this one. So anyway, they're both, I don't like lox, first of all. Do you like lox?
You know what? I don't think I think once I have had a bagel with lox and I didn't mind it, but they were very light. Like it
See,
was just like one piece.
oh yeah, see, I'm not a big fan
I know they tend
of,
to be kind of salty.
well, it's salmon,
Yeah.
so yeah.
Yeah. But no. Not enough that I could definitely say that I like them or not.
Yeah.
All right, next up was wanted a light dinner and it's pouring rain. So we ate in the hotel restaurant. Simple pasta with tomato sauce was delicious.
It looks like so little, though.
I know, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, it's just like a little plop of it.
But it is really pretty.
Yeah. We went to a fish camp where I ordered shrimp, really crunchy and delicious. And Nat, I've been kind of really wanting some good battered shrimp lately.
Oh, well, you see, I mean, this is how his usually look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the nothing like crunchy shrimps, you know. Yeah, yum 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 yum.
Definitely. All right. So that was Mr. Moose. Thank you so much, Mr. Moose. You always have such an amazing way to make everything look so good, even with capers. I don't like capers. All right. And next up, Tom has a couple fun things.
Well, the first one is this is I tried to get a better picture, and it's just everything. It's Chinese food, and it was all, and now Moose can do Chinese food pictures, and it looks great. But this is Egg Foo Young, honey walnut shrimp, chow mein with sesame chicken, and it was all so good. We got it from a place here in town called Shanghai Gardens,
Yeah.
which Sean introduced me to. I had never gone there before, but before we had gone out,
Oh.
and I'll tell you, the Egg Foo Young and the honey walnut shrimp are the best I've ever had. Chow mein's excellent, the sesame chicken's excellent, but the other two are I've never had better. So so that was last night's dinner, and it's nice because you order out, you bring it home, you have one plate, and then 3 hours later, you get another one.
Yeah.
So, and then the other one is I made a baked penne pasta
Okay.
with it was with ground beef and ground sausage, and then it's just all cheesed up, and I made it. It was like I wanted real food, so
Right.
I made real food. And actually, the leftovers I had for lunch today before we recorded.
Well, that's nice. It's
Yeah.
always good when leftovers are almost as good, if not sometimes better than
Well,
what you
what I
make.
like about pasta leftovers is, The pastas had some time to really soak in the sauce. And so if you can keep it from getting hard, it's really good. So, and a lot of times all you have to do is cover it, and it'll kind of steam some of the drier ends to where they're soft again. But it was good the second time around.
Good. All right, well, you can find all those photos over at What's in Your Lunchbox. You can just go over to facebook.com and slash Chubbs Gone Wild and take a look. And you definitely want to take a look at those. Email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Find my other books at justkisstheguy.com. And of course, you can always.
Well, if you're watching us on YouTube, like and subscribe and leave a little message telling us who you are and where you're watching us from, and that'll be great.
And what Hogwarts house you were sorted into. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. We'll get hate comments. So just
Which one were you?
I was a toss-up between, of course, Gryffindor and Slytherin, so I was very hairy on that one.
Now,
I
is this
tend
something?
to lead more toward the Slytherin side, but I don't know why.
I was Ravenclaw.
Oh, that's a good house though.
It's not a bad house. I mean,
No.
wasn't Robert Pattinson,
Yeah, I
Cedric
think
Diggory.
so. I think
Yeah, I
so.
think he was from. And what's the other one? The
Hufflepuff.
yeah, that dumb
Yeah,
name.
and Hufflepuff, I mean, that's a good house too, but it always reminds me of Pokemon.
There you say, yeah, it does. It does kind of feel like it
Yeah.
does, yeah.
It's like, Hufflepuff, I choose you. So, yeah. But anyway, all right. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We love you. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.